and Kalinda saw Mary's body language relax as she leaned into the girl and kissed her back. Okay, so it wasn't that Mary totally didn't like girls. It was more that she didn't know what she was doing. It looked a little awkward, as if Mary had never kissed anyone before. The redhead pulled back and touched Mary's cheek and said something to her. Mary blushed. Kalinda watched as the redheaded girl talked to her for a few minutes, then reached out to touch Mary's breasts through her shirt. Mary leaned into the touch. The redhead then worked at the buttons of Mary's shirt, slowly exposing Mary's braless chest. Kalinda was surprised that Mary's perky breasts were so nice-looking. Mary had an amazing body, and Kalinda was stuck watching the two of them. She knew she shouldn't be watching such a private moment, but she was frozen in place. A few hours later, Kalinda slunk back to her dorm. She shifted back into her human form once she got to her room. Thankfully, her parents had paid extra so she could have her own room. As she got ready for bed, she couldn't help clenching her thighs. Her breasts felt heavy and achy, and the slick place between her legs felt empty and tight all at the same time. She ended up masturbating in her bed before she went to sleep for the night, picturing